Happy New Year. Excellent. You know, I tried that a month ago and I didn't get that kind of response. Just let me take a quick show of hands. How many people in the coming year have plans to travel? They already know in the coming year you've got plans to travel. Yeah, cool. I look forward to hearing where you're going and what you're going to be doing and when you get back what you did. Wonderful. I love a good story, and travel stories often are good. My family, we share that. You know, if everything goes well, you have a wonderful time, and if things go bad, you have a great story for later, right? Yeah. So, as we're making plans to travel far and wide in the coming year, we also want to make sure that we have plans to be on our spiritual journey as well, that we'll be traveling with God. We often lift up the image that life is a spiritual journey, that we are on a spiritual journey. And it is important that we make sure to nurture that and to be on the journey. I really enjoy hiking. I don't enjoy backpacking so much because I don't like carrying everything on my back. I like to travel light. So I like hiking where I can go and come back in a day and or even a few hours. And in August, I got to go up to Patrick's Point State Park up north of Eureka. You know where that is? You know where Patrick's Point is? You been there? No? Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, it's a great place. Beautiful by the redwoods and just gorgeous. And it has a trail that is right on the edge of the land and the ocean, and it's just wonderful. And there are places I enjoy walking. It's just the trees and the vegetation. And then periodically there's a bench where you can sit down and just look at the ocean and just enjoy the view. One day when we were hiking on that, just walking on that, we saw a rock. And it looked like the trail actually went out to the rock, and we thought that would be cool. And as we went out to the rock, then somebody said, there are whales feeding on the other side. And so we went and sat on the wall that was there, and they were feeding there. It was right there. It was so cool. It was so cool. So as you're on a journey, sometimes it's good to pause, huh? Just to pause and enjoy where you are and what's happening. But if you decide to just stay there, that would be a bad thing, right? If we decide to just live right in that moment and never move forward again, and then that would not be beneficial to us in any way. And the same in our spiritual journeys, that we are moving, and there are times when it's good to stop and pause and just rest in God. But if we stay there, it's not good for our health at any level. We need to remember to continue that journey. What is the journey about, really? It's about learning and growing, isn't it? Some of us joke that when we grow up, we're going to, right? We're still joking, when I grow up, because it's all about a maturing process, maturing in the faith, and some of us are adolescents for longer, aren't we? it takes a long time for some of us to really learn what God was trying to teach us so many years ago. But it's always fun. And God has a wonderful, it's not always fun. It's always fun when you're with God. When God has a wonderful and gentle way to teach us the lessons. And when we wander from God, or when we decide to just sit down and not move any further, then it can get a little rough. So it's good to be on the journey. We have the story from Matthew of the kings. The journey that they took, that they felt, they saw a star, they believed it was a sign of something amazing, a new king, such an amazing king that he would have his own star. This was something worth going to see. And so they made preparations, and the Bible indicates it took them about 2 years to get there. So we can kind of guess it probably took about 2 years to get back again, right? So they took this journey, something that's so amazing, that they would travel so very far. And so the question that rings through my mind is, how far are we willing to go then? We intellectually will know that God is always with us. God is everywhere and always with us. But so many times we are not really attentive to God's presence with us. And sometimes it takes a change of routine, or maybe the establishment of a routine, to help us be aware and focused on God's presence, which then gives us the sustenance and the insight, the wisdom and the peace to continue our daily journey. Personally, I love to travel. I absolutely love to travel. And for me, travel is an essential thing. It feeds me and teaches me in ways that just reading books doesn't do for me. Some people I know can read books and really understand it. And my mom's that way. She reads stuff and she really understands it, but I really need to get my body involved. When I get my body involved, then I figure things out better. And so for me, traveling and doing and experiencing is huge, hugely instructive. But it also provides an opportunity to see a different perspective. And sometimes we need a different perspective to be able to really understand what God is trying to teach us. For example, when I was in El Cerrito, pastoring in El Cerrito, we decided that the youth group decided to take a work mission over spring break. And so we got people signed up, and we made our plans, and we met together and prepared ourselves to go to Mexicali to work during the week of spring break, which in that school district was the week after Easter. So on Easter morning, we all came and we worshiped together. We dedicated the work team, and then we got in a big old van, a 15-passenger size van that now I think you have to have a special license to drive, but then you didn't. And so we got into the 15-passenger van and headed down. Now, there was only seven of us, which is good because a 15-passenger van is actually kind of squishy if you get all 15 in there, and there really isn't room for luggage for 15 people and 15 people. So we fit in this van very nicely, and we drove down into San Bernardino area and met up with a group from Nevada, and then we all went down into Mexicali, and my group was assigned a little church that had a preschool, and we were going to remodel one of the rooms in the preschool. There were seven of us, and we were all female. The two leaders were both female, and then the girls were all juniors and high school, and two of them went to the church all the time, and the other three didn't. They just wanted to take this trip with us. So we all journeyed down there together, and we arrived on Monday, went out to our work site, saw what it was we were going to be doing. As a matter of fact, Monday afternoon, we did the whole demolition. Demolition is easy. Building is hard, huh? A good lesson for life. So it took us a few hours to just rip everything out of there and clean it out. Took us the rest of the week to put the walls back up and to put the ceiling into paint and everything. Tuesday morning, one of the girls came to me and said, "I never knew I was rich." I thought, that's a learning worth getting. As she'd grown up in an area of the state, and well, most of us were surrounded by affluence, and most of us can look at somebody richer. We say, "Oh, I'm not rich. That person's rich," because the people have more than we do. But when she was faced with the realities of life for the people there in Mexicali, she realized that she is rich. Huge, life-changing understanding, huge worldview shift for her. So important. She would not have gotten that by staying home over spring break. So that right there made the whole trip worthwhile to me. But later in the week, one of the other girls came to me and said, "Did we really need to travel all the way down here? Wasn't there areas right there in El Cerrito and Richmond that we could have been doing this work?" And I said, "Yes, actually there are. And she said to me, then why did we come down here? I said, if I had invited you to stay at home and go over to Richmond with me and work for your whole spring break, would you have done that? No. Right there. That's why. Because going on an adventure made it fun, but it opened her eyes to realities about what it's like at home and the work we can be doing at home. She would never have gotten that if we hadn't taken the trip. So travel has a wonderful way of helping us to open our eyes, to see new realities, to change our worldview, and to move us from what we're so familiar and comfortable with. But travel isn't for everyone in terms of actual physical journeying. Some people can grow up and live their whole life in a fairly small area, but become very mature spiritually because they seriously are on the journey every day with God. Every day. And the concept that the kings understood, that here is something so amazing, we will travel to the ends of the earth if we need to experience that. See? How far are we willing to go? And I don't necessarily mean walking or in airplanes driving. I mean spiritually. How far are we willing to go to experience fully our amazing God? You know, we are three-dimensional, finite beings. We're trying to comprehend the polydimensional, infinite God. And every day, taking time to be intentionally on the journey with God, to let God teach us something new. Sometimes when you're walking a familiar path, you stop seeing what's there. Right? You start seeing whatever's going on in your mind. You ever do that? I actually have a little embarrassing story to tell myself. I used to walk to work and back, and it was probably a couple miles. At least a couple miles, and I would walk to work and back. And one person said one day, they said, you know, I see you walking to work and back. And it always makes me happy because as you're walking, you've always got a smile on your face. And I was like embarrassed because as I'm walking, I'm in a total fantasy world, oblivious to what's going on around me. And something in my fantasy world is entertaining me. It's not that I'm enjoying the trees and the bushes like this person thought. I'm somewhere else entirely. And I was like, oh, thanks. And they're like, what are you thinking about? You know, you must know all the trees. I know nothing. I'm somewhere else entirely. I'm not in the present at all. That's part of the problem with humans, is a lot of times we're not actually in the present, right? We're somewhere else entirely. And trying to walk with God and let God teach us in the present moment what it is that's impeding our relationship, what it is that's holding us back from fully experiencing the reality of who God is. You see, she was about 12 months, 18-month-old daughter in tow. We're headed to the doctor. She must have been about two, I guess, because I'm headed to the OB-GYN. So I was pregnant with Mondo. I got my daughter in tow, and we're late. Anybody know this one? The story, running late with the little one? So we're late, and so it has just recently rained. We're late. We got to get across the parking lot. I'm trying to get her, and she is excited because every puddle has a rainbow in it, right? Because the parking lots have the oil. It rains. You get the puddle. It's, you know, to me, it's like scum. To her, it's like, wow, Mom, a rainbow. Every puddle is a rainbow. Let's jump over the rainbows. And I'm like, come on. And she's like, let's enjoy the beauty of this moment, Mom. She didn't say it quite that way, although she was fairly articulate pretty young. But But the recognizing the beauty when I am just focused on, I'm late, as if the doctor is really there waiting on me. How many have had that experience of the doctor there waiting on you? Yeah, right? We can pause to look at the rainbows and to enjoy what's happening. This is what happens to us. And this is one of the things that's super important to understand. That when your life is so full and overwhelming and you think, I don't have time to take a journey with God right now. Maybe next year when things settle down. No. When your life is full and overwhelming is the very time you need to stop and take your journey with God. To get real perspective on what life is about and what is important. To find the path that leads to true freedom, you see. We can wander around aimlessly in the wilderness, or we can follow God's leading. That's going to take us to real freedom. But we have to be intentional about being on the journey, however far it is, however long it's going to take. And hopefully, it's going to take our whole lifetime, huh? Yeah, but how far are you willing to go then? How far? I encourage everybody to take at least 15 minutes every day. Now we started out, I invited people to try 15 minutes at least 3 times a week, right? A lot of people have been working on that, and the goal is at least 15 minutes every day talking with God. Being on your spiritual journey with God. This year we have about 2 dozen people who've made a commitment to join me in exploring the spiritual disciplines, to have that help us on our journey, to find new ways of opening ourselves up to God and receiving God's grace. Those aren't the only ways to experience God's grace. There's no judgment on people who didn't sign up for the class. But I want to encourage everybody to find some way to be on a journey with God intentionally. Sometimes we start on the journey and we get to a place where it's really good and we sit down to enjoy the view and forget to stand up again, huh? Right? We get so comfortable. You know, I find in my home, I'm in an apartment, it's not quite what I'm used to. So we have a living room and it has a big screen TV this way. But that to me is not inspiring, but I want to look out the window over there. So every morning I take the chair and I move it this way. So I can look out the window, right, in my recliner. And then I move the remote control boxes out of the way because those are next to the recliner, right? You got to have the remotes by the recliner, right? So move the remotes out, and what do? I put my cup of hot tea and maybe a little something I'm going to enjoy to eat with my tea. And I'm going to have the book that I'm reading, and then I'm going to have my iPad here, and then I'm going to have my phone nearby, and pretty soon I'm totally surrounded by all my stuff, so it's all within reach, so I don't have to move, right? So that I can have my prayer time with God for real? For real, I'm going to have my prayer time with God with everything within arm's reach? So I start praying, loving God, I want you to help me to be a good pastor. Oh my gosh, I forgot to send that email. Right? Then there my pad's right there. I can just open it up and send that email while I'm remembering. Now, I'm not saying God's not helping me remember these things, but for real, how much time, how much quality time am I spending with God when I surround myself by all this comfort and all the distractions are right there with me? You see? Anybody know that one? Anybody know that one? That we're going to have this journey with God and then we block ourselves in with everything that's going to keep us distracted? Yeah. How far are we willing to go? You see, how far are you willing to go? I'm not even willing to get arm's reach away from all the distractions. I make sure I have a nest around me. Okay? A new area of growth for me in the coming year, right? Put the distractions where I have to get up to get them so that I can stay focused on God. See, how far are we willing to go to be on the journey with God for the fullness of our lives? You know, the kings took a couple years. They didn't know how far they'd have to go, right? They took a couple years each way. But we know that it's such an exciting journey. We want to be on it for the fullness of our lives. But it starts every day by being intentional about being on the journey with God. Will you join me in a prayer about that? Loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another day of life and the health to be able to be here today. God, we thank you for the knowledge that you are always with us. And we ask that you would forgive us when we keep all of our comforts in between us and you. God, we ask that you would bless us as we rededicate our lives to walking with you each day, as we open ourselves up that you might teach and inspire our daily living. And God, we lift up a prayer of blessing today for many people here who have made the commitment in the coming year to explore the disciplines with you. And we offer a prayer of blessing for those who can't be in the classes but are making that commitment to walk more closely with you this year. Help each of us to live into our best selves. And God, we lift up a special prayer for people today who don't even know that they need to be on a spiritual journey, that are so distracted by the busyness of life that they don't see the beauty that you have created, the wisdom and the inspiration you offer to us. We ask that you would help all of us to open ourselves before you, that the journey we make would be fulfilling, and that through our lives, your love and peace, your forgiveness and your healing would be carried to this world that is so hungering to know you. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus and in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.